Well, greetings again. It's Daily Inspiration Time. Thank you for taking time to call so that you might learn more about Jesus and be encouraged through the Word of God. And just to remind you that as you are encouraged by anything from God's Word, the Bible says that we should always tell others and share and never be ashamed of Him. So make sure to always encourage others with what you're learning, so that others, too, can be blessed. We're looking at James 1 today, and we're down to verse 10. Very interesting verse. We're going to go to verse 9 and 10. No, verse 9, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. So here are two verses about humility and promotion. These are two verses that teach us about contentment and letting God be God and touch our lives sometimes. And how we've usually got these principles all wrong. The world's way is to step on whoever you have to step on, do whatever you have to do to get ahead, cut in line, to be first, you know, that competition, the spirit of competition. I just want you to know the spirit of competition is not of God. God tells us to yield and bless others. So here it says, a brother of low degree, you know, I will just call this an ordinary guy. When he gets his big promotion, whether it's in the Church of Jesus Christ, ministering, serving, leading, whether he gets a financial blessing, whether he gets anything more than he's been living, it says he should rejoice. When you get picked up, it's a blessing. There's nothing wrong with being blessed as long as you know to give God the glory and you're never a lover of your money, your things, your health, your happiness, but that you share and give it away. The Bible says that the reason we work is so that we may have to give. Verse 10 says, this is one that we don't live very well. I have not seen a lot of good examples of this. It says a rich man is to also rejoice when he is made low. So if a rich man has a big financial decline, it says that you should rejoice just as real as the brother that had nothing and got a big increase. Because you know what? We're all up and down with life. There's no promise that your dollar bills are going to be worth the dollar bill in the morning. There's no promise that your health is going to stand by tomorrow morning. So you better learn godliness with contentment. The scripture tells us that is great gain. So poor man, low man, he gets to be excited when God lifts him up. Rich man should be excited when God says, you had too much, I had to humble you, I had to break you. You know, if God humbles me now, there's hope for me. But if I get humbled on judgment day, there's no hope for me. That's why you can rejoice, because God must have decided that, hey, I need to wake this man up. It says, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. None of us are going to take anything with us of earth's substance, whether it's money, land, or houses. We're all going to come into the world naked, and we're going to leave naked. So the sun, it says in verse 11, is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth, the grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. You have a great day. Meditate on God's word. He'll never let you down. I promise you, the word of God is good.